manifesting abundance. It's like having a superpower for creating the life that you want. Imagine your thoughts and desires teaming up to bring in all the good stuff you dream of, the grand vision for your entire life. And it's not just about wishing. It's about believing that it's already yours. And when you start seeing life through that lens, amazing things can happen. You feel grateful for what you have and excited for what's coming. Challenges become opportunities. And those pesky setbacks, they're just detours on the road to success. Plus, it's contagious. Your positivity spreads and you find yourself surrounded by abundance in every aspect of life. Totally amazing, right? Yes, absolutely. Until it becomes your biggest manifesting block. Manifesting abundance is often our main motive for wanting to explore the law of attraction. But so many of us don't even realize that this motivation might be coming from a place of internalized scarcity and therefore creating a massive manifesting contradiction. I'm definitely part of that group. It took me a long time to realize it too. And that's exactly what this podcast episode is all about. I am joined once again by the marvelous Sydney Morrison from the Light Your Path podcast to talk about this phenomenon of being overly focused on manifesting abundance and how it creates blocks. And instead switching to our focus to micro-manifestations in order to cultivate a life of fulfillment beyond just abundance. So, stay tuned. You're about to shatter the f*** out of your manifesting ceiling because you're tuning in to the Spiritually Inspired Podcast, your number one resource for grounded spirituality and working with the law of attraction the right way. I'm Sarah Ray, I'm your manifesting coach, and this is the podcast where I teach mystics like you how to manifest on purpose and hopefully get you to laugh at least once per episode. New episodes filled with manifesting, mindfulness, and magic come out each Friday. Give us a 5-star rating wherever you happen to be listening so we can reach more modern mystics with spiritual awesomeness. Yes! And now, a quick word from this week's sponsor. Is it just me, or does it seem like everyone is really concerned with manifesting abundance, especially as it relates to their jobs or careers? It's like borderline obsessive. I should know, I fell into that trap for many years. For the longest time, I solely focused on manifesting abundance, financial freedom, and my perfect business slash career, and literally nothing else. I realized that I was missing out on so much life because I was only applying my manifesting techniques to one very specific area, career and abundance. Don't get me wrong, those things are wildly important and extremely relevant, but that's certainly not all there is to this beautiful life. I didn't want to miss out on all the other magical things that life has to offer. I didn't want to be defined by my career or by the amount of abundance I've been able to manifest. I am more than my career. You are more than your career, even if that career is extremely fulfilling and awesome. If you have a big vision for your life beyond your work and business, then come join us for our very first virtual retreat. This is no ordinary group session. This is a multi-hour healing and coaching session being hosted by myself and Sydney Morrison from the Light Your Path podcast. You remember Sydney from episode 153? She is a beautiful soul and a powerful empath, and we're teaming up to host a group of mystics who have grand plans for this lifetime beyond work and beyond abundance. This is the Manifesting Dreams Virtual Retreat, cultivating a life of fulfillment and joy. And you can go straight to spirituallyinspired.co/retreat to get all the details on this magical and unique online event. I cannot wait to have you join us.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of Path to Empowerment. I am very, very excited because I have the fabulous Sarah Ray of Spiritually Inspired here joining us back on the podcast again. You might recognize her. She joined us back in, I think it was late summer last year. It feels like it was like so long ago, yeah. But also so like just, I don't know, last week. Yep. But yeah, I, you know, when we connected for that podcast. It happened really organically, and we like just worked together so well, even though we were just recording podcasts. And I remember we had said, like, we need to do something together. And, you know, time went by and whatever, but we've come back, we have reunited, and I'm so happy about it.
Me too. I just love your energy and I love your podcast. I'm happy to be here again on it. I appreciate you inviting me back and inviting me to do a collaboration as well for our upcoming virtual retreat. And I just love being in your energy. It's great. You're
honestly
fabulous.
Like I feel like we're like this dream team. Like even though we're only connecting virtually, like our energy is just like incredible together. And I hope that that goes through in the podcast and everybody listening really picks up on it. But what I wanted to have you on the podcast today to discuss is, as you had mentioned, everybody who's tuning in, they've probably seen all over social media in our email blasts that we are doing a retreat coming up on May 11th, and it's a virtual retreat, so anybody from anywhere is able to attend. And we're talking about, shocker, manifesting, but we've got a unique twist on it. And, you know, I had you on the podcast before because you are a manifesting coach, so you are the lead expert in this topic. But one thing that you and I had been kind of talking about, and we noticed as we were trying to create the content for this retreat, is this idea that while abundance is definitely a mentality that we want to keep in mind and we want to kind of, you know, sit on the back burner, we want it to be a driving force, sometimes it can also be a bit of a hindrance and a bit of a mental block. So for the people who are maybe a bit confused by that, thinking like, well, but we always talk about wanting abundance, I want to really pass it over to you and maybe even talk, if you're comfortable, a bit about your experience, how you were saying that abundance has become a bit of a roadblock for you in some cases.
Yeah, it really has. And I see this a lot coming up with other people too, the people that I work with, the people that join my lives every week on social media. We tend to want change so badly. And a lot of us, especially nowadays, are struggling financially, where we're living paycheck to paycheck. I mean, things are crazy out there, to say the very least, right? So we go, I need more abundance. I need to manifest more abundance and abundance. And we do all the things. We do all the inner work. We have the Reiki sessions. We do the crystal healing. We do the journaling. And we go through all the four phases of manifesting. And yet we still don't feel like we're manifesting that abundance. And I've come to realize that that is, for a lot of people, because it's rooted in scarcity. It's rooted in this feeling of desperation. Like, I'm so desperate to manifest abundance that it's actually counteracting the flow of abundance. Mm-hmm. So sometimes it does feel like, speaking from my own experience, that I'm too focused on manifesting abundance. And then it leaves everything else in the dust. There's so much more to life than just manifesting abundance. And I've said this 1,000 times before on the Spiritually Inspired podcast as well, that there are so many different forms of abundance. Abundance is like a true umbrella term, a true encompassing term. And a lot of us are really only focused on one form of abundance, which tends to be financial, material, things that we can hold on to. But there are so many different ways that abundance can come to us. And especially when I went full time in my manifesting business, I don't even remember what year that was, at least a year and a half ago now, probably a little bit more than that. I only was able to do that because I had this realization, because I realized, you know what, I'm so focused on those dollars that it's creating a block. Like, I'm every single affirmation that I wrote for myself, every single visualization that I had, every single course that I took or anything that I was interested in exploring, it came back to my business. Like, it was as if I was living or working or living to work.
Yeah.
And that's not how I wanted to do. Like, I've already done the corporate cubicle thing. I've already been in that rat race. And I was just recreating it again in my own business, even though it was supposed to be spiritually inspired, right? So once I started to realize that, I started to realize that I had the power to focus on other things. And that doesn't mean it's taking away from the abundance that I want to manifest in my business or your career or whatever you're doing, that there is just so much more beyond that. So yeah, if you're the type of person that you're like me, where every single affirmation is focused on one area of life, that could potentially be causing a block, because that is likely coming from a place of scarcity, a place of desperation, even though I know that word might seem a little harsh.
It's true.
I don't have another word for it. And you're only going to manifest more of that same feeling instead of the thing that you actually want to manifest.
100%. And it's so crazy to me that this is something that you're, like kind of working through now. You're just kind of starting to realize and shift again your mindset, trying to work with it and understand it. Because I only maybe a month ago had the exact same realization. And it's interesting because, especially when you've been in the spiritual community for a while, or honestly, like even if it's just been that you've been practicing like gratitude or whatever it is, we can sometimes get tricked by our own minds. And what I mean by that is, like you said, with your own business, right? Like here you are with spiritually inspired, you're doing what you love, but very much there is still that undertone that this is a job and you are needing to pay bills because you're a human and life is expensive. So it's totally normal and rational to have those fears and, understand why we have this scarcity mindset. But I was the exact same way. Anytime I was doing an event or trying to manifest something, I almost was unintentionally tricking myself because I would put forward that, I want my business to bloom because I love working with people. And that's totally true. Like, I love what I do. I love the time that I spend with my clients. And I really do feel, and I don't mean this in a narcissistic way, I always try to be very careful here, but I really do feel like I'm good at what I do. And I just feel so in the zone when I am working with clients, whether it's through Reiki coaching or whatever it is. But again, even though that was what I was trying to focus on, is like, oh, I'm trying to like expand my business. I want to reach as many people as I can to help as many people as I can. The underlying thing there was, well, I also need to do this because if I don't have clients, I don't make money. And if I don't have money, I can't pay the bills. So it's interesting how our minds are able to, kind of manipulate it a little bit. So when you kind of had that moment of like, oh my God, there's more to this than I thought. I know it probably, took a little bit of time to even just kind of sit with and, marinate with the thought. But what were your steps as a manifesting coach, someone who does this for a living? What were the steps that you took to try to navigate that and think, okay, well, if abundance is starting to get in my way, what now?
Yeah, that's a great question. So the first thing that I really did was I maybe the business gurus out there are going to be unhappy with me, but I stopped listening to business coaches. I stopped reading business books. I stopped reading business podcasts or listening to those. I basically stopped learning about business because that was like the only content I consumed for a decade. I was obsessed with it. I could not get enough of it. Everything marketing, everything online business, that was the only thing I cared about. And I had to break that tie. And I had to do it cold turkey. I just had to be done. And some of it did happen gradually. And I had, at the time when I was really going through this, I was working with a business coach that helped me realize that I already know all this. Like I'm paying you a lot of money. And at the same time, I'm like, you're not teaching me anything I don't already know. So there was also that kind of validation aspect of it too, where I had to like give myself a pat on the back, where I was like, you know what? I'm not in a learning phase anymore. I don't need to, I need to like give myself a promotion essentially. So so I started with cutting ties with things I didn't need to be filling up my brain and filling up my brain space and my energy. I cut ties with that. And then I realized where I actually was. I restocked my life, if you will, and I really paid attention to where I actually was and what I can do. And similar to you, I do feel like I'm really good at what I do. I don't think that's narcissistic to say at all. Plenty of people are really good at their jobs, and you are excellent, by the way.
Oh,
So
thank you.
you are amazing. So I took that evaluation. I gave myself a gold star, and I was like, you know what? I know what I'm doing. Gave myself permission to just kind of level up a little bit. And I also revisited what it is that I actually want out of life. Of course, I started because old habits die hard. I did start with my business and my career because that's really important to me, as it's really important to a lot of people. I took a stock about what that means. What does success actually mean? Like, I didn't leave my cubicle job. I didn't leave teaching to do the rat race all over again. I wanted that freedom. I wanted that flexibility. I wanted that impact on people. So it was more about the feeling, not necessarily about doing the work every single day. So I took stock and did all that stuff. And then I also had to actively like ask myself questions like, what about this part in life? What about family? What about travel? What about hobbies? What about literally anything else? That's and not that. I had to like actively choose to do other things. And maybe you can relate to this, Sydney, but I also feel the need to be productive a lot. Like,
Oh
if I
my
have a
gosh,
day
girl,
off, like,
don't even start.
so that was a big one. I felt like I had to give myself permission that it's okay to not be productive, because that was, again, kind of creating this desperate feeling of, if I'm not doing this, if I'm not constantly spinning my wheels, I'm not going to manifest abundance. But as soon as I dropped that mindset, as soon as I was able to work through that a little bit, ooh, lo and behold, I manifested more abundance because I wasn't so focused on it. Which I know it's counterintuitive, because we always say where your energy, focus on where you're, we want your energy to go, right? But at the same time, if you're overly focused, if you cleave to it, it will not work. That doesn't leave the universe enough room to work its magic. And that's another thing that I worked on, where I just worked on letting go and putting it all into action. Of course, I just kind of briefly described the four phases of manifesting a little bit, but that's essentially what I had to do.
Yes.
Had to let it all go, and I had to rework it and commit to it, because it does take time to redo
Oh,
those
absolutely.
mindsets.
Yes. Yeah. And again, because I know, you know, when you came on the podcast the first time, obviously the theme was the idea of manifesting, because we had said, right, it's a buzzword. Everyone's talking about it. What does it actually mean? And you're exactly right. You did kind of go through the different steps of manifesting. But what I appreciate about it is you were showing people that the steps don't change. It's just reevaluating your relationship with each step. And again, with what it is that you're actually manifesting, because, you know, even what you said, right, where it might sound a little counterintuitive, where you're saying, you know, where your energy flows, like, you know, the amount or abundance grows,
What's
or
the
whatever the
saying?
saying is, something like that, right? Where energy flows, good things go. I don't know. It's something along those lines. Someone's listening who will understand what we're saying. But the saying, you know, it's just kind of exactly as you said, wherever you're putting your energy and your focus, that's where a lot of your goals will be achieved. The manifesting happens. But again, you know, when you're coming from that space where, even if you're like me and you think you're doing it for some other reason, you're trying to manifest something else, if you're really clinging to it because you almost need it like a lifeline, think about the energy that you're putting into that. It's not necessarily so much like, oh, well, I'm just really passionate about it and I want to make it happen. No, no, like, it's very deep rooted and it's rooted in fear. So if you're putting fear out into the world as you're trying to manifest, no wonder you're hitting all of these roadblocks, right? You're not having this clear path. And your point as well on like being productive, I think, and again, for the people listening, please go back, listen to the episode I did a while back with Miriam. We did a two-part episode where we were talking about a lot of different things. It was really like, I was joking. I'm like, we need to have just a whole podcast series about it. But one of the things we talked about was this idea of how society places our value in what we can produce. And so even if it is now, you know, you're maybe starting your own business, or like, it doesn't even have to be business related, whatever it is that you're trying to manifest, also try to think of it from that perspective too. Are you always manifesting things in terms of career, in terms of money? Of course, you know, those are things that we want to have goals and, you know, try to move through and work towards, but there's more to life than just that. There was this song that I found on Spotify. I created this, like, I don't know, it's this weird genre that I found where it's like spiritual music and it's all these like manifesting like songs. And I'm like, I actually really love this.
That sounds
But
amazing.
one of the songs, the singer who's doing this like manifesting chant, she says, "Healing is not my purpose." And that like really hit home for me, because I also see it too, right? Where even if we're not focusing on career or money, we can also get addicted to like self-healing, right? And we're always trying to do more and be better. And that can also become a hindrance, right? Because we're trying to find abundance, trying to get the gold pot at the end of the rainbow. So it can be applied to just about anything, right? But I like how you broke it down for everybody, just to help them maybe think a little bit deeper into what it is they're trying to manifest and how they are actually working through it, really getting to the why of all of it. So With that, I also kind of wanted to, if you're open to it, I wanted to welcome in this idea as we're talking about abundance, right? We know we need it. We want to have it in our back pocket, but we're not going to make it like the focal point.
Yes.
I want to touch on the idea of micro manifesting. So, what, for the people who are listening and maybe haven't heard that term before, do you want to just explain? I think it's a little self-explanatory, but do you want to explain what micro manifesting is?
Yeah, I don't want to say I made it up, but I have never seen that phrase anywhere else either. It's been on my mind a lot lately, so I wouldn't be surprised if you had never heard of it before, because I feel like it just kind of popped into my brain recently. But yeah, this because people often are going for big transformations. Like they want to overhaul their entire lives. They want to end their relationships. They want to move. They want to change jobs. They want to change their financial situation. And that's great. I can relate to that. We've all been there. But what happens when you either get to a point where you like your job, you love your relationships, you're in a house that you want to be in, but you're still maybe lacking a little fulfillment, or there's some things that you know you want to do, some dreams you want to fulfill. I would call those micro manifestations. Even if it's something that does seem bigger, like traveling for me, it would be a micro manifestation where I don't necessarily have to overhaul my whole life to make traveling happen. It's just more of like tiny things that need to change in order to bring that into my life. So this idea of the micro manifestations is not when you're overhauling your whole life. It's more like when you're bringing in little aspects of the dream life that you want to live, what I call your grand vision, the ultimate expression of your dream life. And you're just bringing them in little by little, and you're gonna get the manifesting ball rolling and eventually get to that grand vision. So, anything can really be a micro manifestation, I think. Health is a good example where you're not going to, change and overhaul your health even in a year, depending on where you're starting, right? But something smaller, like I want to manifest better dental health. Like I'm gonna use my husband as an example, where he had to get some dental work done recently, like in the last like 6 months. And he was like, this is just not working for me. Like there's things happening. I can tell it's affecting my health and whatever else. So he like committed and he changed things. And he went through essentially the four phases of manifesting as well. And he did what he needed to do. And now he feels so much healthier just because he took better care of his teeth. Out and now that's started to bleed over into other areas of his life where he got a way more physical job, so he's way more active than he used to be when he was just a receptionist and doing all that kind of stuff. So it can be baby steps. It doesn't always have to be this huge transformation. I think people are often intimidated by the idea of changing everything, and or they go, I don't want everything to change. There's only some things that I want to change. So it doesn't need to be like cut everything off and start over. If that's what you want, then I would even argue that's even easier than micro manifesting.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, no, it's definitely an interesting concept, right? And I was thinking about it in, I don't know, kind of in terms of even someone who's wanting to work on their gratitude practice, right? Because I find gratitude, although it can sound like quite a simple process, sometimes it can be really challenging and difficult, especially if you're someone like me who's grown up dealing with depression and anxiety. It's like, well, what is there to be grateful for when you have those like really rough moments? But what I like with this idea of micro manifesting is it really encourages you to slow down. So for a lot of people, again, I had my friend Emily on the podcast not that long ago where we talked about this idea of, yeah, like living a slow and like peaceful life. And we all love that idea, but it's very hard to actually understand, okay, well, what do I do? Like, what are the steps I take to like go with the flow? And I think micro manifesting is a really good stepping stone for this because, yeah, well, it definitely is going to be challenging. It is encouraging you to take those moments to be like, okay, let's celebrate the little wins. And I think, similar to around the time where I had that moment, around last month where I realized that a lot of my manifesting had to do from this place of scarcity mindset, I also realized that I was so focused on the bigger picture of what I was manifesting, like, my dream for Light Your Path. Eventually, I'd like to have it as like, we've got this really big wellness center and I can have different practitioners renting rooms and it creates this sense of community. Like I have this grand vision that I know, like I even have the layout of the studio space, like how I want it all to look. So I know one day it's going to happen, but I was so focused on this big picture idea that I totally was not even recognizing all of my little victories. Like it took me, up until about last month where I sat down and I was like, I have the best clients in the world. Like I, whether you're just somebody who like follows me on Instagram or you're somebody who like, I have some clients that I see like every week and it like, they're all just so delightful. And I realized I'm like, these are victories that I have not even noticed. Like all these connections that I've made with people that have not only helped my business, but helped me as a person, right? There's all these little things that totally went under my radar because I was just fixated on this bigger manifesting idea. So I think micro manifesting is going to be a really cool concept for a lot of people. So thank you for bringing that forward.
Yeah, of course. And I totally relate to you. I have a huge vision for Spiritually Inspired. I hope to have like an app one day and have lots of people contributing content and like more than just me doing it. Yeah, I have big visions too. But the thing is, like, we're over here, right? And we start at point A, and like the great grand vision is like, you know, G.
Yes.
So it's like way over there. And I didn't want to say Z because that made it seem like it's the end, but you know,
right.
We have a lot of other steps to get there. And it's really important to start with the end in mind. I want to reiterate that that's very valuable. But at the same time, you have to take those baby steps. Like I also call this a building manifesting momentum. Maybe that phrase fits better with you, whatever works for you. Micro manifesting helps you get there. You have to build up that manifesting momentum. You got to take the baby steps. And it's not to say that instant manifesting isn't a thing. Like it's totally possible you could wake up tomorrow and all of a sudden, you know, the universe graced you with the opportunity to make it happen. Not to say that that's not possible. It's just not as likely. And it's, can you imagine how overwhelming that would be? Like if all of a sudden you woke up tomorrow and it was your grand vision, like that would be way too much. We have to do it layer by layer. And that happens with micro manifesting. And this also really came true to me. I've realized after reflecting on this idea that once I became a mother for the first time, I was basically only focused on like the little things, like, you know, oh, let's figure out how these diaper things work, right? So that was a little micro manifestation. But I, like, my daughter kind of became this symbol of what it means to like micro manifest. Like she was just doing little bits at a time and like at her own pace, and it always happened. And it's still to this day, she's 3 years old. And I can still see that happening where I know one day she's going to be potty trained, but it's just not right now. But I know it's going to get there, and we just have to take baby steps to get there. Or like, I know one day she'll happily eat all her vegetables. We're just not there right now, and we'll get there. And I take this concept to do it in my own life too. Like I know one day the Spiritually Inspired app will be downloaded millions of times, but I am not quite there yet. And that's totally fine. Not to say it's not going to happen. I just can't micromanage the universe's timing.
Exactly. And another piece that I've kind of noticed as well for like just my own life is that you might not be as ready as you think you are for it. Like I know you were kind of talking about like how overwhelming it would be, but I also think about it just from like an appreciation standpoint. One of the things that I'm manifesting, I want to do this shamanic healing course that's in Scotland. And that's like where like my grandparents were from. That's like, I just feel such a strong connection to that part of my heritage. And I tried shamanic healing for the first time last year, and it was like absolutely incredible. So, you know, I could go anywhere to learn this, but I want to take this specific course in this specific place. And really, it was just because it was in Scotland and where it is. It's like up in the Highlands. I'm like, I just need to sit in a field and see a Highland cow. Like, I just need to be in that energy. And it was interesting when I was talking about it with my husband about this connection that I have specifically with Scotland. I had kind of said, you know, back when I was 21 years old, I did a solo trip to Ireland and I loved it. It was fantastic. It was the best trip ever. But there was like a moment where I almost went to Scotland because my passion was, I want to say, equally as strong. But for some reason, and I literally cannot even recall what the reason was other than just divine intervention, we'll call it, that I chose to go to Ireland instead. And again, it was a transformative experience. I definitely made the right decision, but I realized The reason why I wasn't going to Scotland at that time at 21 years old was just because I needed to go through a lot more life changes to really appreciate what it's going to be like when I do eventually get there. So just understand that as much as you want something, it is going to come your way, but you just might have to catch up a little bit before you're ready to match that energy and fully appreciate all of it outside of the overwhelm, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's very well said. I took a trip when I was a solo trip when I was 21 as well, but I hopped a train to go to Seattle, which is like the other side of the country from me. And I was
Yeah.
there for like 10 days and it was great. So I can totally relate to that transformative experience. but yeah, I mean, a lot of people don't realize that there are blocks there. And that's okay. Even though you said earlier, like healing isn't my purpose, but it's more like exploring. Right? You're
Yes.
more like leaning into those expansion opportunities. And you
Exactly.
might not yet have the expansion opportunity, and that's fine. A big part of how I teach manifesting is letting go and letting the universe have its magical moment because it's co-creating, right?
Yes.
That's what makes manifesting different than goal setting, even though there's a lot of similarities. And I definitely use the phrase manifesting goals quite often because I feel like that goes really well together. Goal setting has a, it's very pass or fail. Like you either made the goal or you did not. Like, and it's, and that's that. But with manifesting, it's more like, okay, this is what I want. I'm putting it out there to the universe. The universe is working with me to get there, is helping me show what I need to do to get there. And I'm gonna trust that that's happening in its own time, in its own way. And you kind of alluded to this as well, Sydney, that our tastes change and things kind of go at its own way in ways that we can't always explain, but we're happy that they did. That's what manifesting is. So you have to be
Yes.
willing to do something different and experience something different. So when you're overly focused on one very specific thing or one very specific outcome, there's not enough room for that to happen. And then you're just setting goals and calling it manifesting. It's not quite the same thing, but very similar.
Exactly. Yes, yeah. Because we're getting close to the end of the episode, but what I want to be able to do, because I know a lot of people probably are like just eating this up right now because it's incredible. I love it. I want to just set aside the last couple minutes that we have here to talk about our retreat.
Yes.
So, again, as we said, no shocker to anybody, it's all about manifesting. It is the
Yes.
Manifesting Dreams Retreat. And I wanted to give us a little bit of time here just to give everybody like a little sample, a little taste test of what we're going to be exploring for this retreat. So it's happening on Saturday, May 11th. And just to balance out the time zones here, it's happening at we have 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, which is where I am here in Niagara. And then we have 1 p.m. Central Time, which is for Sarah Ray and her collective group. We also have, like, you can send us a DM. We've got a link. So if you're not quite sure if you're outside of those time zones, we can translate that for you. But it's going to be in the afternoon, early afternoon. And we're going for about 3 hours. We're really trying to honor all of the transformations that are going to be happening. And a big key component to this, we obviously love manifesting. We want to help people to achieve their dreams and desires, but our key focus is being able to do so in a way that you can actually integrate it back into everyday life, because that's something that we've really noticed. We
Yes.
love retreats, we love all these workshops, and when you are in a certain setting, it's fantastic. But the second you go back home, you've got, the kid, the husband, whatever it is, work. What do you do? So I'm just kind of curious, Sarah, what's the thing you're most excited about for this retreat?
Loaded question. Okay, I have a soft spot for Reiki shares, and we are going to have like an hour long Reiki
Yeah.
share. So I love micro Reiki, but the long Reiki shares, that's like my favorite thing in the world. So I'm really excited for that. That really shifts a lot of energy, gets you through all kinds of crazy blocks. But I'm also really looking forward to what you're going to be talking about, Sydney, being empowered, as well as like moving past or creating change in the daily hustle and that sort of thing. So I honestly, I'm looking forward to listening to you talk about your what you do best. So I'm looking for that. And there's also this element of camaraderie that comes with these sort of group sessions, these sort of retreats.
Yes.
And that I don't know about you, but I feel like I thrive in leading groups. Like that's like where I'm meant to be. So I love getting in front of a group of people and kind of being that facilitator of connection and talking to each other. So yeah. There's going to be talking, that we're going to have our own sections and we're going to use a good amount of it meditating as well. But there's also a big opportunity to connect with each other. And that's, at the end of the day, whenever I'm done with a group session or a big event like this, that's always my favorite part, is meeting people and connecting with people.
Yeah.
Especially people I haven't met before. A lot of your people that I've never haven't met before. So I'm looking forward to that a lot.
Yeah. Well, and it's always so nice to meet like-minded people, regardless of what it is that you're coming together for. But I find, especially when it comes to this community, it still can sometimes be a bit of a taboo topic. Like I feel very lucky in that where I am in Niagara here in Ontario, we're pretty open. There's definitely still moments where, like, you know, I was having a massage the other day and it was so fantastic because the guy was like working on this spot I have in my shoulder, and you know, it's just a massage session, that's all it is. And he asked me what I do for work, and I was honest. I was like, yeah, I'm psychic medium, Reiki, all this cool stuff. And as he was working, he's like, so if I tell you that, like, it's not just your posture causing this problem and like maybe some like stuck energy, and he was really tiptoeing around it because he wasn't sure. He was like, would you get it? I was like, I understand. So yeah, you can definitely see people in my area like opening up but still a little hesitant. So I think, you know, to be able to come to a space where, yeah, you're going to meet people all over, but we're all here for the same purpose, that's just so beautiful. Like we don't even know who's all coming yet, but I can feel the energy. I feel the goosebumps. It's going to be absolutely fantastic. And well, thank you for saying you're excited for my talk, because I'm also excited for yours, because manifesting is something that I have struggled with over the years. I'm definitely getting better at it. And listening to your podcast, Spiritually Inspired, has much helped me. but I really just think that, yeah, you know, the two topics together, and I think this is why we are such a great team, because, you know, starting off with me speaking to empowerment and how, you know, if you don't feel empowered, if you have, you know, some struggles with your self-worth and your value, well, then you're really going to struggle with your manifesting. So we're trying to give you the building steps, right? We start off with a grounding exercise. We're going to talk about self-empowerment. Once we're feeling pretty comfy with that, we move on to the manifesting. And then, yeah, we get this really great time where we can have a group discussion and end off with this Reiki share. So I just feel like it's rounded so well. And of course, we are workbook girlies. Of course, you're going to get a workbook with this event, because as much as I love all of the, you know, communication and community, I like something to take home at the end of the day. So you will have your secret guide to keep with you for as time goes on. You can always refer back to it. So it's
going to be a replay of it as well.
Yes. Yeah. So if you're interested, even if you can't maybe make the times, there is a replay sent out. So you'll be able to tune in whenever, which I always love that. Like whenever people send out replays for meditations and things, even if it's for something specific, like a new moon ritual or something like that, I love being able to go back and listen to it just to like channel that energy again, because this is going to be part of the integration, right? Once you end the session with us, you're going to be feeling so great. You go back to real life. We will be giving you, you know, tips when we're doing a bit of a Q&A at the end to help you take everything you've learned and experienced and, you know, mold it into your everyday. But a key component to that is going to be not being afraid to go back and listen into the replay. Yeah. So it's going to be really incredible.
Absolutely. I totally agree. I'm all about replays. Everything I've ever done is rewatchable, including all my client sessions. So yeah, that's a question that I get a lot. I knew people were going to be asking. Replays are available. So if you can't make the whole thing, you need to drop off early or arrive late or whatever, the whole thing will be recorded for you. And I appreciate you saying you're excited for my talk as well. I definitely want to bring in this idea of micro manifesting and kind of building up manifesting momentum. And of course, manifesting beyond just the idea of abundance or your career or whatever it is that you're really focused on that you can't seem to get away from, just kind of open up your horizons and see all the expansion opportunities around you. So it's going to be amazing, not only because you're amazing, but we are great together. And like you said, I can definitely feel like this group that's coming together, they're meant to be together. Every time I have a group session, it's like they're all called and they just know that it's right. So if you feel that, Don't hesitate. Don't
Yes.
hesitate at all.
Oh my gosh, I am so excited. Well, thank you so much, Sarah. It's been a pleasure as always to have you back on the
Yeah,
podcast.
thank you.
And yeah, for everybody tuning in, I'm going to have all of Sarah Ray's information in the show notes. So you'll be able to hop onto her website, check out her podcast. I'm going to be recording an episode on there. So if you liked this, you can hop on over to Spiritually Inspired and you'll get a lot more content there. And then for anybody who is interested in learning more about this retreat, again, everything's going to be in the show notes for you. But you can take a look on my website, lightyourpath.ca/events. And as well for you, Sarah Ray, I believe it's spirituallyinspired.co/retreats.
That's correct. Yes.
Woohoo! Awesome. So yeah, all the links are in the show notes for you guys to check out. I know we're always on social media. Sarah Ray
Oh,
is the
yeah.
resident Facebook girly. I'm the resident Instagram. So whatever your platform, feel free to send us a DM, comment, reach out. We always love hearing from you guys.
Thank you so much for having me again. I'm really looking forward to this. It's going to be so magical.
Yeah, thanks, Sarah Ray.
Hey, Mystic. Did you know that every single week I offer free Reiki to anyone and everyone who needs it and wants it? Yep, all you gotta do is go to spirituallyinspired.co/free group to join our next live weekly circles. On Monday mornings, we all join together to reconnect, to talk manifesting, to tune in with the astrological influences, to pull some tarot cards, to do some Reiki, and to hold each other accountable in a space of love and manifesting and magic. Go to spirituallyinspired.co/free group to join our next free weekly circle.